This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. On a day that saw Russia suffer a stinging symbolic defeat with the loss of its Black Sea Fleet flagship, Ukraine's president has hailed his people for their resolve since Russia invaded and for making the most important decision of their life to fight. In the nightly address, Volodymyr Zelensky told his compatriots they should be proud of having survived 50 days under attack when Moscow gave us a maximum of 5. He spoke hours after the Russian military sustained another major blow in the Ukraine war. We get more on that part of the story from Saga Magani.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk, though just what happened remains unclear.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does believe there was a significant explosion and fire on the cruiser Moskva. And while a defense official had said earlier it appeared the ship was moving on its own,
we are no longer able to make that certainty.
Shortly after Kirby spoke, the Russian military said the ship sank while being towed to port. Its loss greatly reduces Russian firepower in the Black Sea, on top of being a symbolic defeat. The Kirby had said earlier it's hard to gauge the long-term impact on Moscow's navy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the UN World Food Program said people are being starved to death in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol. He predicted the country's humanitarian crisis is likely to worsen as Russia intensifies its assault in the coming weeks. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Palestinians clash with Israeli police at a mosque compound in Jerusalem before dawn Friday, as thousands gathered for prayers during the holy month of Ramadan. Medics said that at least 152 Palestinians were wounded. The holy site, which is sacred to Jews and Muslims, has often been the epicenter of Israeli-Palestinian unrest, and tensions were already heightened amid a recent wave of violence. Clashes at the site last year helped spark an 11-day war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Clashes come at a particularly sensitive time, Ramadan this year, coinciding with Passover, a major week-long Jewish holiday, beginning Friday, today at sundown, and the Christians' Holy Week, which culminates on Easter Sunday. Holidays are expected to bring tens of thousands of faithful to Jerusalem's Old City, home to major sites sacred to all three religions. The death toll from the landslides and flooding in the Philippines, triggered by Tropical Storm Meggy, rose to 148 on Thursday as more bodies were found in mud-caked villages. Scores of people are still missing and feared dead after the strongest storm to strike the archipelago nation this year dumped heavy rain over several days, forcing tens of thousands into evacuation centers. Britain will send migrants and asylum seekers who crossed the English Channel thousands of miles away to Rwanda. Under a controversial deal announced on Thursday, as the government tries to clamp down on record numbers of people making the perilous journey. E-cigarettes using synthetic nicotine. They're coming under FDA oversight. We get more on that story from Mike Gracia.
A new law went into effect Thursday allowing the Food and Drug Administration to regulate e-cigarettes and similar products that use synthetic nicotine. The new law closes a loophole that had allowed vaping companies to switch their formulas to laboratory-made nicotine to bypass FDA oversight. Most prominently, Puff Bar, a company that appeared in 2019, has become the most popular e-cigarette among teens by far, selling flavors like blueberry, strawberry, banana, and mango. In February, Puff Bar announced a fresh launch using synthetic nicotine. Vaping companies must now register with the FDA and submit their products for review within 30 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And the Food and Drug Administration has issued an emergency use authorization for what it says the first device that can detect COVID-19 and breath samples. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.